الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, this month of Zulhijjah, the ending portion of it, which we find ourselves in, it witnessed one of the greatest tragedies to come upon this ummah. We know there were many, many virtuous acts that took place historically in this Mubarak month of Zulhijjah, and there are many, many parts of our deen, parts of our shariat that we practice upon in this month of Zulhijjah. But together with that, there was a very, very big, huge, large tragedy that took place in the month of Zulhijjah, the closing month of Zulhijjah. And this was the passing away, or the stabbing and the subsequent passing away of the second greatest person of this ummah, that is Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just as how Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is coming into Islam, was a great asset for Islam, and it became a means of Islam spreading far and wide, so too was the passing of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu a great tragedy for Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was that person whom Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to him accepting Islam, Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his hidayat, that oh Allah, give hidayat to one of the two Umars. And reference was made to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a direct result, his hidayat was a direct result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many occasions when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings and gave the virtues and the benefits of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Once Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking on Mount Uhud, and whilst they were walking, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Uthman. Four of them were walking on Mount Uhud, and the mountain began to shake slightly. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the mountain and says that Uthbut, remain firm, remain steady, do not shake, do not move. For upon you is a Nabi, upon you is a Siddiq, referring to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Alayka Shahidan, upon you are two martyrs. The two martyrs reference here is Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu always had desire for martyrdom. He should make dua for martyrdom. Many a times he should make dua for martyrdom. And amongst the duas of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then O Allah, make me a martyr in your part. And together with that, bless me with death in the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless me with death in Madinah Munawwara. So many used to inquire from him that how are you going to get both? On the one hand, to become a martyr is a very, very great act, is a very, very noble act. Nabi Akhirsa mentioned that all the sins of a martyr, a shaheed, are forgiven. And together with that, he is asking to be buried in Madinah Munawwara. Now generally battles are fought out of the city, out of Madinah. And If you become a martyr, you'll be buried out of Medina. But here he's making dua to become a martyr and to be buried in Medina also. So he used to say that the same Allah that made me make hijrah from Makkah to Medina will grant me shahadat in Medina Munawwara and bless me with being buried in the city of Medina Munawwara. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was delivering a khutbah on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. And thereafter he said that I saw a palace, and this palace has 500 doors, and by every door there are 500 hura'een. And thereafter he says that this palace, who is it for? It can be reserved for a Nabi, and he looks towards the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says it could be reserved for a Siddiq. He looks towards Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or he says it could be reserved for a Shaheed. And thereafter he makes dua for Allah ta'ala to bless him shahadat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his ruling, in his life, when the period that he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he was very, very fair and very just. He was a very approachable person, to such an extent that there are many, many incidents recorded. Time does not permit us to go into the details of this incident, but there were many incidents recorded wherein people used to come from out of town looking for the leader, looking for Amirul Mu'mineen, and they used to find Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu laying down like an ordinary person without any guards or anyone protecting him. And they used to go and ask him that, which, can you please direct us to the Amirul Mu'mineen, to the leader of the believers? So once one Majusi, fire worshipper, Mal'un, Fairuz, Abu Lu'lu, comes to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He was not a Muslim, but he came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to mediate in his matter. He had some dispute with his master. And he presents his case in front of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and he tells Hazrat Umar that I find my master to be very unfair towards me. He had requested for himself to buy off his freedom. He was a slave, he wanted to buy off his freedom. So his master had given him a certain task to do. So Hazrat Umar asked him that, what are you making? So he says, I'm making handmills, and this is the share that my master is giving me in payment to buy off my freedom. This is the amount that he has given for my making the handmills. So Hazrat Umar studies it very, very carefully, and thereafter tells this person, Fairuz Abu Lu'lu, Hazrat Umar tells him that I am finding your master to be very fair and just in his transaction, in his dealings with you. So Fairuz Abu Lu'lu got upset, and he tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that you are fair with everyone, you are just with everyone, but you are unfair with me. So on the one hand, we understand that he acknowledged that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was fair and just, but he could not accept the matter not being ruled in his favor. He could not accept this fact. So he became upset regarding it. Hazrat Umar thereafter began speaking to him, inquired what he makes, how many handmills he makes in a day. And Hazrat Umar trying to console him and trying to gain some common ground and understanding with him, tells him that, can you make a handmill for me also? So Fairuz Abu Lu'lu tells Hazrat Umar that, yes, I will make something for you, and it is going to be very, very famous. It's going to be the talk of the town. And thereafter he leaves. Hazrat Umar had intended that, despite his master being fair, Hazrat Umar's intention was that he will still go and speak to his master to make the deal more appealing towards him. Hazrat Umar, after this, Fairuz Abu Lu'lu had departed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu discusses with the Sahaba that are around him and asks the Sahaba that, what did he mean? What was his statement? What did he mean behind his statement that he will make a very, very famous object that will be a talk of the town? So the Sahaba cautioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and advised him that this person is intending evil. He has a bad intention. Maybe Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu makes dua and he says that Allah will protect me from him. It so happened Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, was the Imam, and it was the habit of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that he used to straighten the serfs first. It was dark in Masjid al-Nabawi. Hazrat Umar was the Imam. So before Salah, he used to straighten the serfs. And thereafter, he used to go and stand on the Musalla. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf mentions that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had barely begun Surah Fatiha, and we heard Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu screaming.
And thereafter, another Sahabi goes forward and performs the Salah. It so happened, Fairuz Abu Lu'lum made a dagger, and he poisoned it. And he went and he stabbed Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He stabbed him so severely that blood began pouring out from his stomach. The other Sahaba now tried to capture this person, but whilst they tried to capture him, he stabbed 13 other Sahaba. And from the 13, 7 other Sahaba also became shaheed. Fairuz Abu Lu'lu now runs, and he realizes that he's going to be captured and caught, so he takes his own life, he committed suicide. Such an evil person. And friends and elders, on this note, I would like to mention that despite this person killing one of the most greatest persons of this ummah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find that this Majusi, Fairuz Abu Lu'lu, there is a shrine built for him in Iran, and he is regarded as an honorable person to this extent that they have given him the title that Baba Shuja'uddin, a great warrior of Deen. Na'uzu billah, ma'azallah, may Allah grant hidayat and protect us from this evil and this fitna that is creeping in slowly. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he suffered a very, very large wound on his belly. As a result, whenever he used to eat, the food used to come out from this hole in his stomach. So the Sahaba realized that he is not going to make it. And he used to be in and out the state of consciousness, he would fall unconscious. Sahaba used to come and visit him. But even in that, on his deathbed, the lessons that we learn from the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu are something that we have to hold firm upon. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was lying on his bed and he was unconscious, Hazrat Miswar ibn Makhrama radiallahu anhu walks in and he begins inquiring from the family members around him that how is the condition of Amirul Mu'minin Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So it was said to him that Hazrat Umar, his condition is as you see him, he is unconscious. There's only one time that Hazrat Umar opens his eyes and wakes up, and that is at the time of Salah. So Hazrat Misr ibn Makhrama loudly begin saying that As-Salah, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, As-Salah, the Lord Amir al-Mu'mineen, the time of Salah has come near. And immediately Hazrat Umar opens his eyes and says, As-Salah, As-Salah, the time of Salah has come near. La hazza fil Islami man taraka As-Salah. That there is no share, there is no portion in Islam for that person who omits his Salah, who leaves out his Salah without any valid excuse. Such was the importance Amirul Mu'mineen had placed in the establishment of Salah. Once, and together with that, was the importance that he placed in following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One youngster comes in and he visits Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar is in a very, very painful condition, barely able to speak. This youngster leaves the room with great difficulty. Hazrat Umar motions for this youngster to come back into the room. This youngster comes back into the room and with a great amount of difficulty, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu cautions this youngster and tells him to fold up his garments because it's against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is lying there, and the Sahaba used to come and visit him, and they used to go, and amongst the Sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu came in on the first of Muharram. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, and the Sahaba came and began making dua for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. One of the Sahaba mentions that I was there, and the room was silent, everyone was making dua and crying, and I felt a tap on my back. And when I turned around, I see it was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thereafter Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that I do not wish to leave this dunya with the actions, with the deeds of anyone else except that I leave with the deeds of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Such was his closeness and such was his bond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu mentions that I cannot count the number of times in my life that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered and with him was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to depart and with him was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Nabi Akrim used to say something and thereafter make reference with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This was the close bond, this was the close companionship that Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that in the month of Muharram, 24 years after Hijrah, this great and noble soul, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, departed from this world. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, once he addressed the Sahaba, and he asks the Sahaba, did any one of you recall Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about the fitnas, the trials, the tribulations that are going to befall this ummah? So Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman, who used to keep the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, yes, I recall it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tells Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu that you are very, very bold in making this claim. What are you talking about? So Hazrat Huzaifa tried to brush off the topic. He says that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you are talking about when a person commits a sin, he does a wrongdoing, he must follow it in Abu Tawbah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will forgive him of his sin. So Hazrat Umar says, I'm not talking about the gunas a person commits, but rather I'm talking about those trials and tribulations that will affect this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will affect this ummah to such an extent that there will be widespread disunity in the ummah. And he uses the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fitnatun tamuju kamujil bahr. It will be such types of calamities, such types of trials and tribulations that will come upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be like the waves of the ocean, like how a one wave comes and it barely settles and subsides, and a wave larger than it comes, and this wave goes away, and one larger than it comes, and this continues, the cycle continues. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and it will continue till Qiyamah. He says, Umar radiallahu says that I'm talking about that. So Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, those trials, those tribulations, those fitnas that will befall this ummah is not something that you have to worry about. Because between you and between those, that era, that time, there is a door. There is a door. So Hazrat Umar then inquires from Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, that will that door be open or will that door be broken? So Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that the door will be broken. Hazrat Umar thereafter mentions that once that door is broken, it will never be able to be repaired. Thereafter, the students of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu took up the courage and they went and asked him that, what were you talking about, this door that will be broken and it will not be able to be repaired. So Hazrat Huzaifa mentions that door is Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. That when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu leaves this world and he will depart this world, then fitnas will come upon this ummah and it will continue right till the day of Qiyamah. Fitna upon fitna. Nabi Akrim mentions, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِي قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best era, the best time is my time. And thereafter, the next and the next. So the best time was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. But thereafter fitnas came, trials and tribulations came, and it will be worse than the previous one, it will be worse than the previous one. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu knew about it. And Hazrat Huzaifa mentions that yes, Hazrat Umar was well aware that when he departs this world, and if you look into history, we will see that many, many fitnas and tribulations came during the Zamana, during the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and it is going to continue till the Qiyamah. But friends and elders, we have the solution. We have the solution. And the solution to that is, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai al-rashideen al-mahdiyeen. To hold firm upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold firm upon the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali. Many a times in the month of Muharram, we hear about the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. But together with that, let us also ponder and reflect about the martyrdom of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and the trials and the tribulations that came upon his ummah. And let us reflect also upon the teachings that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had departed throughout his life, and even in his maradul wafat, even in that illness that led to his death, the importance that he had placed upon holding firm upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that, the importance that he had placed upon keeping alive salah in our life, 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, may Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability of realizing who Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar were, the contribution that they made to Islam, and may Allah protect us and save us from all the fitnas that are coming till Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.